Hey, this is Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
And this is the Akira Toriyama tribute tape.
Thank you, bro. I'm happy you didn't do something silly like you usually do. You were thinking about it. But then you're like,
I was thinking about it because you know what? Like, I think Akira Toriyama would have, and you know, wanted some silliness, but you know, I try to dial it back a little bit.
I feel you. I mean, Tapeworms, I mean, for those of y'all joining, obviously, you've heard the news by now. The godfather of manga, that's what some people call him, Akira Toriyama, creator of Dragon Ball, has unfortunately passed. And we figured we'd just do a quick little tribute tape and just talk about how Dragon Ball in general has affected our lives, our favorites, and everything in between. So I'm one of your co-hosts, Kevin, joined by Sean, Shonen Pans, and I'm going to bring back an old nickname, Krillin. We used to call him Krillin here on the Shonen Tapes. Bro, it's so funny. Like, at our podcast in general, it's obviously so inspired by Dragon Ball. If you look at the font, you know, like Shonen Tapes, like it's very much Dragon Ball-esque. But we do have, you know, Shikamaru Nara giving us the intro. So obviously, like, one of two really huge influences of the podcast. And just the timing of this is crazy. But before we dive all into that, if, you know, episode a week is not enough for you guys, make sure you check out our Patreon, where we're doing some extra episodes, some non-anime related and some anime related. For those of y'all first time tuning in and checking us out, welcome, stay aboard. We are a very consistent podcast, posting every single week. And also, I want to apologize for those of y'all that catch the episode last week. I didn't realize that the microphone hooked up to my AirPods, and I was talking through my AirPods microphone, and I sounded like dog poop. So this is what I normally sound like. For those of y'all that are checking us out from Black Bulma, make sure you subscribe. For the tapeworms that haven't seen that episode, go back and watch it. It was really fun. It was a really fun one. Without further ado, let's jump into the meat.
Yeah.
Let's jump into the meat. Sean, you obviously, like, this is how I knew this news was going to affect you, okay?
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, 10 years ago, there was, like, a Japanese, I think it was 10 years ago, and I think it was Japan. I could have both of those things wrong, but there was, like, a tsunami there, and people died. There was a rumor going around that Akira Toriyama had passed. And it was like one of those random fake hoax rumors spread all across. And Sean texted me, forwarded me the article, and was like, bro, I'm literally like crying. Like, do you remember that?
Yeah, dude. I was very sad when that happened. And then either you or Brandon was like, dude, it's fake. And I was just like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of the, some of the same feelings happened. Like this one quote, and it's one of my favorite quotes from Dragon Ball Z. And it's like one of the quotes that like has stuck with me. And I like remember hearing it from the first time I ever watched, when I was like eight, you know, watching Dragon Ball. And it's when Piccolo's training Gohan, and he says, and Gohan's like, you know, he's all scared. He's a coward, you know, at that point. And then Piccolo goes, "You'll laugh at your fears when you find out who you are." So I saw a TikTok and the guy said that, and I thought I ugly cried, son. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even like bullshit. Yeah. I was crying, bro. And it's like, and the thing is, like, I get it. Like, I look again. I'm like 32.
I was gonna let you have it, but yeah, I was gonna let you get away with it.
I'm aging, you know what I'm saying? Like. So, like, I didn't want to, like, again, I didn't want to show my wife that I was, like, so affected by it. Because, again, like, it's like, all right, like, I love Akira Toriyama. Like, I'm going to say that right now. But, like, again, like, I don't know him. So, I wanted to, like, show a little bit of strength. So, I didn't want to, you know. And so, I told my wife. And then she was like, oh, like, that's really sad. And I was like, yeah. And I kind of, like, trailed off. And she was like, I'm sorry, Sean. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, she knew that it affected me, you know.
Like, yeah. No, for sure. For sure.
And like, even before I knew what he was, like, I just remember seeing the name Akira Toriyama made by Akira Toriyama. It's like, oh man, like, I remember as a kid being like, I want to be like him, you know, just making this whole world and stuff. Like, I don't know.
I think like for non-anime people, And I think the thing for like non-anime lovers to realize like how big of a thing this is, like obviously it's not game changing. The guy was a little older too. I feel like he, you know, definitely had some years left in him. But I guess it's like relatable to like, you know, JK Rowling removed from whatever political issues she's having. Cause I know a lot of people have turned on her, but imagine that whole thing wasn't happening. It's like Harry Potter fans losing JK, right? But at a larger scale, I would argue, because Dragon Ball has inspired so much anime, and I made a post about it. And one of the biggest things is like a lot of creators, honestly, wouldn't have created the anime content that we have today if not for Akira. And we wouldn't have a lot of anime that we have today. Now, do I think anime eventually would have been created and pushed forward with? Yeah. But would it have been at this level? Maybe, maybe not, to be honest. Like, that's up in the air. Dragon Ball Z, specifically Dragon Ball Z, like, really set the West on fire as far as, like, anime interest. And so I feel like a lot of people really do owe kudos to Akira for that. And I think everybody recognizes that. And even if you look at, for those of you that might have missed it, the creator of One Piece and the creator of Naruto both call him sensei. And they both wrote like these long heartfelt messages about how deeply affected they are. And it was just really touching, like, to see the true level of respect that they have for him, you know? Mm-hmm.
Like, the face of anime, like, would look completely different without, you know, Dragon Ball Z. And honestly, pop culture at large, dude, because you got to think about, you know, the Matrix fight. Yeah. That wouldn't have been, like, the way it was without Dragon Ball Z. Honestly, yeah. I don't even think the MCU wouldn't even be like it is now without Dragon Ball Z.
So many things. Endless references. Mm-hmm. It's like references from places you would never even expect, like Sonic. Sonic literally turns Super Saiyan, bro. Like Super Sonic, he turns yellow. Mm-hmm. He powers up and he flies around. Right? Have you seen that?
Dude, I have seen that. It's literally going
Dragon Super Ball Saiyan. Yeah, the Kamehameha has been like referenced endlessly, and like it's pretty cool. So, we thought today what we would do is just kind of go over some of our favorite memories and what this has brought to us. And I have to say, like, the timing for this is especially crazy for me because, as I dropped it last week, but I just started reading the manga. I just finally gave in, and I just finally was like, you know what? I'm not going to wait for Dragon Ball Super to release the whatever content they have. And I keep getting stuff spoiled for me, so I'm just going to dive into it and read it. And oh man, I thought it was gonna, if you heard me on the episode, I'm like, yeah, I'll let you know how I feel in about a month. I read it in like a day. I literally caught up in like a day or two. Granted, there is not that much. But I realized just like how good it can be reading. And that's the first one I ever read. I don't read manga at all because I'm very much in the camp of, I don't want to have stuff ruined for me, blah, blah, blah. But then I realized like I watched shows that I've already seen before and I rewatched them and I enjoy them just as much. So why would I not enjoy reading and then watching?
Yeah, exactly. Anime?
So now I'm like, man, this is dope. Like I'm gonna be a super weekly or monthly reader. And then he passes and I'm like, oh, that sucks. Like they're probably gonna have to put a halt to it or something for a little bit or figure it out. Then again, I don't know how much involvement he's had to it, but I would implore you, Sean, like it's really good. Like it's really, really good. I can't wait for this next arc to be animated specifically.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to start reading it. Currently I'm reading Jujutsu Kaisen, but yeah. I think I'm going to like put that in my repertoire too, is up for manga. But yeah. Akira Toriyama already has a successor. Like he already exactly. like made a success. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So Toro. And like
he'll handle
hopefully it. The stories are like stay on par of like kind of like what Akira Toriyama's doing, you know what I'm saying? And maybe he puts his own spin on it. But I'm glad that he made a successor before he passed. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
That's, you know, so I think that's for the legacy, that's like really important. Like I'm glad for that. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. In the Dragon Ball series, what to you is like your warmest moments to the show? Like what do you think of? Like what's your go-to when you think of that show and you get the fuzzies? Because it is in your top five, obviously. You are a large fan of the show. And I know we've mentioned this a few times, but Sean literally started the Dragon Ball Z fan club in high school, which is so So funny.
Can we talk about that story real quick?
Yeah, I think we did recently, but hit it again. Yeah. Hit it again for the YouTube subscribers.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
And for those of y'all listening to audio, I'm sorry, tune into the YouTube. For those of you that are here on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. Sorry, I feel like I don't plug us enough. So plug, like, yada, yada, yada. Go ahead.
Subscribe. But yeah, so I wanted to start a Dragon Ball Z club. You know, I was talking to the guys. I was like, I'm going to do it. So I tried to get it started, and Leo, like, the teachers were mad disrespectful about it. Darius is like, no. And then I was like, why? I thought, like, if you read here, like, I can start any club I want. Like, I just got, and then they're like, yeah, but you need a, they're like, okay, fine. Like, you need to get, like, they gave me like a weird number. It was like, you need to get like 50 signatures. I got 50 signatures. They said, you need to get more interest. It's like not like school. We don't know if it's school like adjacent or what. I forgot whatever the explanation was. Bro, I got 300 signatures. People didn't even like, they're like, sure, Sean, like,
whatever, Sean.
Whatever, Sean.
I think that's because you had pull in high school too, to be honest. Sean was like friends with everybody. So it was really easy for him. Like, he could go up to like the popular girls, anybody in between, and they all loved him.
They all signed it, and then like people were hyped too. Like the first meeting was like, I think like 30 people. I mean, it dwindled down definitely after a while, but like,
what
first
meeting was dope.
What did you guys do? You were there.
Was I? I don't think I went. I'm gonna be real with you. No, I didn't come, Sean.
Okay, yeah, but we watched.
I don't know why I didn't. I think I had like a sport to go to or something.
Or something, maybe wrestling, dog. Maybe it was. I don't know.
I think
like,
it was awesome. Yeah.
We watched Dragon Ball Z on VHS, dog. And like, we talked about it. It was dope, dude. It was honestly one of the dope memories of high school. And teachers were dope. The teachers were sick. They were livid that it worked. <They're>
like, anyways, to the question though, like, what's your like warmest go to?
My other than the Piccolo quote, I think my warmest go to is thinking about when Goku first turned Super Saiyan. I know that's like cliche, but like, I literally like, and again, I was 8 years old when this happened, dog. I pissed my pants because I was like, I need to use the restroom, and I was like, but I was like, I can't miss this.
Yeah.
And I literally just peed myself.
So that's like, you know, usually warm moments mean good moments, but you're thinking of a literal warm moment because it warmed your pants. So I feel like you took the question a little too literally, but I get you. That's fire. And that's a great. Yeah.
It's embarrassing, but like, now I think about it, I was just so hype about it. I was like, what the hell is going on right now? Like, or I didn't say hell, but like, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What about you?
So I was obsessed with Vegeta, like, and I know millions and millions other words, right? I'm not special. But Vegeta obviously rings really close to my heart. And when I think of Dragon Ball Z, I think of specifically the Android Saga, where it was revealed that Vegeta was a Super Saiyan. Like, that to me was so insane. I don't know why I thought Vegeta just... I don't know if I was just too young to think to myself, oh, well, he's eventually going to reach this too. It'll make sense from a story perspective. I don't know if it was going to be a Goku specific thing. I don't know. I was 8, right? And I saw Vegeta hit it. And at that point, he was still very, very like anti-hero, potential villain. And I was like a little shook. I was like, oh my gosh, my favorite character has now reached the same height as the main character who can't even defend himself. And I was freaking out. And it showed like the brief little period about like how he turned Super Saiyan and how it, you know, hard work, dedication. And I think like one of the reasons I wanted to do this episode is because like as a young child, like that is impressionable. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching Vegeta and I'm seeing like, okay, he wants this so bad. He's just going to grind till he gets it. I think I'm a grinder. I grind very hard, but like whether it comes to something I want to achieve at like work or like in video games, and that's where it bites me in the butt. Like where I need to get this rank and this level, I'll sit there and I'll grind as hard as I need to, which is stupid, right? I should be grinding for stuff at the gym. But I did that too. Dragon Ball Z inspired me to like be in great shape, and I'd go to the gym and I would do this and I'd do that. And I have to stop and think like how much of an impact did specifically like Vegeta's character have on me to be able to go there. I wasn't as mean as him though. I don't think so, at least. Hopefully not.
Kevin, call me Kakarot. Kakarot.
Kakarot. No, I called you Krillin. You know, Krillin.
Krillin. Krillin. Yeah, dude. Like, sometimes I think about, like, I critique Goku a lot, but honestly, sometimes I think about his personality and I'm like, dog, like, am I like just Goku sometimes about things? Like, you know,
yeah, pretty Goku,
maybe that's why I'm more critical of him, because I'm like, dog, like, you know,
yeah,
he's just like the guy everyone likes, you know,
yeah.
And I'm just sure. Like, yeah, it's gonna be hard, dog, it's gonna be hard without Akira Toriyama, man, just because, like, when you have a creation and, like, you're no longer at the helm, it's different after that, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And, like,
of course.
We're always going to be like, oh, but, like, it's not like the Akira Toriyama era.
Maybe.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe. We don't know that. We don't know that, because we'll just see. We'll have to see where it goes. We'll, hopefully Toyotora can pick up the torch and, you know, keep running with it. Mm-hmm. But, like, how many shows can you really say, like, probably shaped who you are a little bit? Think about the power he's had over an entire generation. All of us Toonami heads, all the, you know, millennials specifically listening in, maybe really older Gen Zs, but probably not. But specifically, like, the millennials who grew up watching Toonami, like, that kind of shaped us a little bit. And specifically that show, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
I think the thing that impacted me the most about Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z in general, is never giving up, bro. Like, I am,
I
do not give up on stuff. Like, my baby went to go to sleep today, and then, like, my wife was about to be like, oh, like, all right, let's just, like, he's no nap. And I was like, nope.
No, he's taking that nap. He's taking that nap. If Goku can defeat Frieza, my son's going to take his nap. Like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's exactly how I, dog. I'm like,
facts.
Dog.
Facts. I assume that's more subconscious than conscious. Yeah, dog. Because then you're sitting there thinking about Goku running on Snake Way, and, like, compared to that, nothing's hard. What's harder than that?
That's what I'm saying, son. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Snake Way. Like, you're probably not actively thinking about Snake Way on your day to day, but, you know, deep down,
like, subconscious, deep down inside, you're like,
is on,
like,
Snake Way right now.
Yeah.
And 8-year-old Kevin is thinking about being on a planet fighting meteors and accepting death, like, all this crazy stuff. But that's funny. I wonder if a lot of other people, can you guys, everybody specifically, whether you're on the YouTube or you're listening on audio, jump in the Discord, wherever, comment down below. I think that's the main thing I want to hear. Either give us, like, your warmest moment about the show, or give us if you think the show has actually shaped you, and then also tell us how, because I'm insanely curious. I wonder if this is probably not something that people, like, have actively thought about until they took a step back and they're like, you know what? Like, yes, this has had a huge impact on me.
Dog, like, I remember reading something, like, when I got older, about how, like, there was a lot of, like, different mothers groups, or, like, religious groups, and they're trying to get Dragon Ball Z taken off the air. And then people, like, looked into it, like, and then they're like, actually, this is actually probably good for kids to watch. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say, it's pretty fire.
It makes you accept death and, like, believe there's something kind of after. Well, kind of, yeah. Well, in a way, like, for kids, yeah.
Yeah,
and
then
also it makes you want to work hard, bro. And of course they, like, soften the violence a little bit, but, like, honestly, I think it's very good for kids, now that I think about it. I used to be in the camp when I got older. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to let my kids watch it. Now I think about it, I'm like, damn, I'm definitely going to let Owen watch Dragon Ball Z.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Now, are you going to give them Kai, or are you going to give the real experience? Because I'm back and forth on that. I feel like I would go with Kai. I'm not gonna lie.
I think I'm gonna go with Kai.
It's okay. They don't have to sit with filler if they don't want to. At the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
And something I was doing a little bit of research too before I decided to read the manga. One thing I saw is that there's just literally not enough content for them to animate to have Super to come back. And then after reading it, I'm like, yeah, it's really only like two sagas. Like, really, it's just two sagas that happened. And the second saga isn't as long as the first one. The first saga is about to be amazing. And what they don't want to do is filler. Because right now, if Super was released, they would do the sagas, but then they would do filler until the manga caught up. And that's just not a great experience. So kind of going back to what you said earlier, I wonder how much of that is going to change with Akira not really being at the head of the helm anymore. Are they going to lean into filler a little bit? Or is the show going to have the same integrity that it once did? And then also, like, how are the characters going to be treated? Because doesn't Akira not like Vegeta? That's the thing, right?
Yeah, he didn't like Vegeta. And then, like, only reason that, like, he was going to be a one-off villain. He was supposed to be a one-off villain. And then when he saw the popularity in Shonen Jump, he was like, he was probably like, like,
yeah. There could be some stuff. Bro, there could be some stuff happen. Like, maybe Vegeta will finally get a big win in the final hit on a villain. Maybe Goku's character might change for the worse. Maybe Gohan will be the main character. We really don't know, like what the future holds now that you kind of bring it up. But I think before, like, we spend too much time, like, speculating what could and couldn't happen, should really just kind of appreciate, like, what was brought to
what happened, son.
You know? Like,
I really think that Dragon Ball exposed so many children at a young age to peak storytelling, whereas, like, now we have such a high, like, honestly, I think people that watch Dragon Ball Z or anime at a young age have so much higher standards of entertainment than people that didn't watch that stuff as a kid. Yeah. Sometimes people are like, just accept things as face value, and they're like, this show sucks, but it's entertaining. Like, they look cool. Yeah. And like, I'm like, no, the story kind of sucks. Like, you know? So yeah, I think that.
I totally feel that. You're super right about that. And if you had to pick another moment, like, what's something else that you look back at Dragon Ball Z of that gives you a really good feeling? And I'll answer it first, since I'm asking. I think it just made me feel so many emotions. And aside from a few other shows I could name, you know, on one hand, Dragon Ball Z really did make me terrified for the character sometimes. It made me scared sometimes. And granted, I did watch this when I was younger, but remember the scene with the androids where they stuck their hand through Yamcha, I think it was, and then they picked somebody else up and they were sucking out his energy and his eyes were white? That was terrifying. Like, I remember legitimately being, like, shook when that happened. I was like, yo, they're dead, brother. Like, I was like, you know?
And, like, sometimes that was, like, some people that are watching, like, first time experiencing, like, suspense like that. Like, I was, like, I would stand up in front of the TV and my mom would be like, Sean, back up.
Tell you, your eyes are going to get bad.
Yeah, they say, like, stuff like that. Like, you're going to be blind. I mean, they're probably right because I am blind.
Bro, a quick little side note. My theory on that is, the reason that people say that the kids that stood up close to the TV are the ones that needed glasses is because they were only close to the TV because they couldn't freaking see it. They needed glasses. It doesn't make any – I said that the other – look, because my wife tried to say that to our daughter, and I'm like, wait, like, what if she can't see? Like, that's – because for me, you're too close to the TV. I'm like, Mom, I can't see. They took me, and then they got me glasses, and they tried to be like, well, this is why you stood too close. I think,
like, no.
I think, yeah, we're gonna nip that in the bud. I think, unless I'm wrong, please, if there's some scientific thing I'm missing out on, but it's like one of those, like, self fulfilling fallacies. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, man. But I think the thing that makes me think about, you know, gives me a warm feeling inside is the fact, and it's just like the fact around Dragon Ball is, anytime it was on, my parents, like, I was a kid and my parents would respect my Dragon Ball Z time.
They'd be like, okay, awesome.
This is his thing, you know?
Yeah.
I think I can only think of one time where they're like, we had to go to this event and they made me miss it. And I could see in my dad's face, he felt bad. You know what I'm saying?
They know what it means to us.
So, like, yeah. But I think that, like, when I think about that, it gives me a warm feeling inside thinking that, like, they respected my time with Dragon Ball.
It's a great feeling, like, too. It's a great feeling. They get it. They probably watched on the side a little bit, and they're like, you know what? That Goku's all right. Mm-hmm. He's all right.
Yeah. So
I was kidding.
No, you know what, though? Like,
Sean gave me such a side eye, bro. He goes, mm-hmm, yeah.
No, I would. No, it wasn't. It wasn't me giving a side eye. It was me. That was. I was thinking about it and getting like. I was contemplating because you know what? I think that's true though. Because I like, if we take a look behind the curtain, I come from a religious family, and they were letting me watch some like Japanese show with people fighting, and like I was a kid, so I tell them what would happen, and then they'd be like. So they'd have to watch at least a couple episodes and be like, all right,
it's not that bad. Yeah, yeah. To judge if it's watchable. Yeah, I feel that. I feel
exactly,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that.
like, right. Right. Idiot.
Sure. I remember, my gosh. Like, when I had stuff like soccer practice and it came over when Dragon Ball Z was supposed to be on. My dad would actually record it for me over VHS tapes, and then I would go back and watch the tapes. Man, we're old.
Dog, we're old.
VHS.
Because if you missed an episode, you would have to wait like months.
Yeah, you were lost. Like, there was no years. Streaming. There was no YouTube. You were literally lost. You didn't know what happened. So if you missed it, you missed it. And they would show reruns on occasion. But think about that. Like, let's say the episode releases in May. And then it's like an episodic thing. And then the next time that comes around could be like late July or like early November or something. So you really got to wait for the whole thing. Yeah, that's hilarious. That's really funny. And then the video games too. I know this part like wasn't as much for you, but Dragon Ball created some like really good like button mashing video games. And just
like, not like fighting styles. Budokai?
Budokai, like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Budokai. And you touched on like, it making you feel it actually making you stand up from what you're doing. I never do that. I never ever do that. And like, actually this show did make me do that. And it just goes to show that how long they've been doing what they've been doing and how well they've been doing it. That I stood up a few times during the Jiren fight with the Tournament of Power, like, especially with the music would kick in like, sounding like a Pokemon theme there, but Ultra Instinct, Goku, Jiren, like I was like, whoa, like freaking out, waking up everybody around me. It was a good time. And it's not like the show's ending, right? It's still gonna be here, but I think it's good to give him his flowers, right?
It's good to give him his flowers and like look back on like how much a certain piece of media affected you in such a positive way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I always think about this, like there was a couple times in entertainment that affected me like so greatly. It was when I was 8, when Goku turned Super Saiyan, when I was older teen and Ned Stark got his head chopped off.
And then spoiler. That's a fat ass spoiler, but all right, whatever. Bro. I know. It's been out for a minute.
It's been out for whatever. A minute.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And then, you know, Attack on Titan, what happened there? I'm not gonna, you know, that was when I was 30, you know, one when that happened. You know what I'm saying? So that's like all my life, you know. But like Dragon Ball Z was so good that like I will remember that for the rest of my life when Goku turned Super Saiyan. Like
everybody remembers where they were, what they were doing.
Yep.
You know what's funny for me? That moment is the Vegeta moment, though. I don't remember the Goku Super Saiyan moment, like where I was and what I was doing, as much as the Vegeta one. And I know I am super duper in the minority for this. I know that, but I still loved it. I still loved it so much. And I remember I had a bunch of action figures as well too. Like this show built my imagination up. I would collect the figures and then I would create stories with the figures. So it'd be like, you know, somebody possessed, you know, Piccolo, and now he's bad again, and Gohan's working with him, and I'd make them fight. Like, that's cool. That's cool, man. It was, yeah, sorry.
And dog, like, would we have this podcast without Dragon Ball Z? Like, I know, like, Naruto was really the thing. Or like, let's just talk about Naruto. But like, would we be interested as Naruto enough to want to have a podcast to talk about it?
I'll put it this way. I mean, you know? If it wasn't there and you didn't get sucked in from Dragon Ball, there's a chance you wouldn't have seen Naruto. And then you wouldn't have told me about Naruto. And then I wouldn't have watched Naruto. And then we might not have been here. Because the only anime content I consumed after, you know, aside from what was on Toonami, but was mainly Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Z, that whole series. And I didn't really get into other stuff until like a couple of years back, which is what got me to want to do this podcast. But to answer your question, probably not. Like realistically, probably not. This
probably not, dude. Like that's a thing. Yeah. And yeah. like, I think the reason why, like, you like again, like we had like a lot more in common, but like a lot of our boys, I was just like, oh, you watch Dragon Ball Z? Like I would ask that, and they'd be like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then I'll be like, oh, like I got to hang out with this. Cause like not a lot of kids watched, or at that point it wasn't cool. So when I found people I thought it was cool, I was like, all right, this is going to be X-Men, my boy. So, cause I don't have to hide what I like, there was, you know,
I was the same way. And there was three questions, like three boxes to check off if we'd be homies or not. It was Dragon Ball, wrestling, and rap. Those were like the three. Yep. And if like, and if somebody hit all three categories, like we're having a sleepover that night, like we're chilling.
I'm pretty sure when we became homies, you asked me those three questions, and then you're like, let's have a sleepover.
We just gamed like and just chilled and watched wrestling and talked Dragon Ball. Like that's fun.
Dude, it's. I don't want to cry on air or anything, dudes. You know, I'm glad we're doing this like a couple days after the fact, dude. Because I don't know if I'd be able to, you know.
I was very somber, like for immediately when it happened, and the next day I was very much like blown. And I had the same conversation with my wife, and I was like, I'm actually pretty blown about this. I was like, this one's kind of getting to me a little bit. And she was just like, why? And I kind of explained it, and like she understood, but again, it's like it's hard to see it when you're coming from like if you didn't
exactly if you didn't grow up with it, and like you don't even like it. There's a point we probably made fun of people for liking it, so it's like I get when people like don't get it. That's why I kind of like, so I don't try to hide it, but I kind of just like keep it to myself. I'm like, oh, you know,
there was a few like kind of like touching on what you're saying about how, you know, we didn't even know him. I totally get that. There was a few deaths that had me like that. I think this is probably one of them. It's Akira Toriyama. For me, like the other ones was Eddie Guerrero, like my favorite wrestler of all time. I was legit balling. and for some reason, Kobe too. I wasn't even like the biggest Kobe fan, but that one got me. I think that one got everybody. Yeah. That one was.
Kobe was definitely. I was crying because that was one of my favorite basketball players. And then for me. This is Jason David Frank. He was the Green Power Ranger. That one got me because I was a big Power Rangers guy.
Yeah.
But this one is gonna. This one hurts, dude. Because again, Dragon Ball Z is my whole life, dude.
Yeah.
I make fun of it every now and then, but that's just because it's like it's my homie. That's like it's what makes me, you know. And I don't know the guy, but I'm gonna miss him, dude. You know.
Oh, facts. We all are. And
yeah,
these edits online too are so good. Where they be showing like Goku waving goodbye, or like with a halo above his head, or like the one of Gohan hugging Goku. And I'm like, oh man, like that's rough. And they even did it in Xenoverse 2, which is like an online video game. And a bunch of characters came and they held their hands up and they were all wearing like the Goku attire, and I'm like, man, this is cool to see like a community all come together. I've seen barely any negative things. The only one negative thing I saw was somebody was like, really, like you guys are mourning this guy that created Mr. Popo, and then this guy made a response video to it, and it was the I'm not gonna dive into it, but it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. He basically just fried the poster of it. And something else I saw, I think Popo, it wasn't based on a black dude too. I think it was based on, it was like some legend. Have you heard of that?
It's like some,
it's like based on a demon or something.
Yeah. Or something like that. Yeah.
And it looks just like Mr. Popo too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool.
I mean, Piccolo was black. So like, I mean, that was the black character in the show. Like that was the black representation, you know?
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Sure. If you say so. It's not Black History Month anymore, but I'll give it to you.
Dog, we're close.
Technically, we are close. Like, we're past it, but we're still, like, very close to it. Is there any other, like, Akira Toriyama stuff you wanna talk about? I mean,
other than the topics? Fact that he's never going to be a guest on the show, dog. Like,
he's never going to hear our feedback. From our improvement tape episodes, we've had a bunch of improvement tapes, and we're like, bro, if Akira heard some of these, like, my man would love these ideas.
Dog, that's what I'm saying, dog. But like, you know, he's listening. I'm hoping that he's just like listening to our stuff in heaven. You know, he's like, all right, you know, let's listen to the people that appreciate my stuff. You know,
I guess I'm blown to it. It's just like probably gonna sound corny, but never really got to say like thank you, right? Like just like
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But mm-hmm. he knows he's worshipped. Like honestly, he has to know.
Yeah, dude.
Like even before his passing, like he's like people call him sensei, bro. Like that's like you have popular anime creators just casually referring to him as sensei. Like that's dope.
Cause like dog, he like anime would be completely different, dog, without Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah,
like not just shonen, like all different types, dog. Like
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, his ideas absolutely shaped everything, and we wanted to make sure that, you know, we scrapped whatever we had planned for this episode and made sure we gave our man his flowers and the respect where it's due. So, ladies and gentlemen, we move on and we move forward. Thank you, Akira, for all the memories that you have given us. Tapeworms, come check out the YouTube. For those on the YouTube, subscribe to the audio. If you want to come chat with us, we got a Discord. Patreon, yada, yada, yada. If you made it to the end of this video, you're obviously a fan. Why don't you subscribe and catch the next one? With that being said, Sean, any parting words for the tapeworms?
Hey, man, just like my favorite quote said, I'm an older man now, and I'm definitely laughing at my fears. Thanks, Akira.
Good night. That was a good episode.
That was a good episode, man.
You got to hit the stop button here, I think. But yeah, that was a fire episode.